ABC News Radio.
We've got another federal election looming. Promises will be flying everywhere. But how are they going to be paid for? Already there's noises money will come from mining. That's a really dumb idea. The mining industry already pays more than $20 billion in taxes and royalties a year. Tax mining too heavily, we lose projects, exports and jobs to other mining countries with lower taxes. And Australians everywhere are the losers. Keep mining strong.
Authorised by MHAUC, Minerals Council of Australia, Canberra.
Mitch Hook is the Chief Executive of the Minerals Council of Australia. That ad, Keep Mining Strong, says that it's a dumb idea if the government wants to tax your industry further. Why is it a dumb idea to tax what is part of the Commonwealth, the wealth that belongs to us all in this country?
Well, presumably we're not. We are already. As the ad says, we're paying over $20 billion in royalties and taxes. When the boom started back in 2003, 2004, we were paying about $4 or $5 billion. So there's been a 4- or 5-fold increase in the taxes paid. Now, that's come on account of the fact that there's been a growth in production, there's been a growth in value, and there had been a growth in profits. But the focus on the mining industry in terms of what it pays in taxes now has come about because the new tax hasn't delivered the government the kind of increase in taxes that it wanted, and that's largely on account of the fact that the so-called super profits aren't there anymore. Now, you can't keep taxing industry into the ground and expect it to continue to rebound and be part of the Australian economy.
Is that the case, Mitch Hook, that those super profits are no longer there?
It is the case. Since 2006, we've seen a doubling in costs. We've seen our productivity drop off. We've seen a much greater risk premium for doing business in Australia, what they call sovereign risk. And, of course, everybody knows that prices have come off. So margins are very, very tight. Probably 3/4 of our coal projects are underwater. We're finding that most of our iron ore projects, all but the established Pilbara projects, are doing it tough. Gold would probably be mostly in the top quarter of the global cost curve. So we've seen costs in Australia, largely labour, transport and energy. The carbon tax has added quite significantly to energy costs. Labour costs have been increasing in construction alone, 9% increase a year in that period. So we're basically pricing ourselves out of the market, and the margins for the Australian mining industry have shrunk considerably. Now, you start adding taxes on top of that, and you destroy value in the projects. And if the projects are not here in Australia, they'll go offshore. And with that goes, obviously, investment, jobs and the growth. The Reserve Bank of Australia recently said the resources economy accounted for about 18% of the total economy, and we're about nearly 10% of all jobs in Australia. Now, that's nearly double what it was at the start of the boom.
And yet what you're saying...
What's at risk?
What you're saying, Mr. Hook, would fly in the face of what most Australians believe, that the mining industry is, in fact, doing much better than many other sectors in this country. And the profits, you'd have to agree, over many years has been quite substantial.
Well, that's the very point we're making in the advertisements. And that is, we want to dispel the myth that we have a bottomless pit in the mining industry, and that everything is going honky-dory.
But not a bottomless pit, but certainly a very productive sector.
It is a very productive sector, and that's what we want to do. We want to actually concentrate on policies that are about building this sector, not just continuing to hone in on a redistribution of the wealth. And what's on the cards is that government is looking to, in fact, remove what are quite legitimate business deductions in terms of the diesel fuel that we use, in terms of the exploration expenditure, and in terms of deductibility for interest on debt for our countries, our companies that are operating across national borders. Now, that basically means that once you remove a business deduction, what you have is essentially a new tax on diesel fuel, a new tax on foreign investment, and a new tax on exploration. And now, you add those to the $20-odd billion we're paying now, plus the carbon tax, plus the mining rent tax, the new mining rent tax, and you have us well over the Mount Everest of international tax rates.
And what has led you to believe that you will be targeted pre this May budget?
Basically, the shopping list that was put together by the Business Tax Working Group that couldn't come to a conclusion, but the government has been dipping into that space. We are as privy to under current intelligence as everybody else that the mining industry is looking down the barrel at being belted yet again as the government seeks to repair its fiscal position.
The thing is, if the mining industry is one of the most productive sectors in this country, doesn't it then make fiscal sense to have it help the budget bottom line, if you like?
It is helping the budget bottom line.
Further.
But that's the point. You get to a point of diminishing returns. if you keep going after the golden goose, you know, the goose that lays the golden egg, eventually the eggs stop being laid. That's the point. What we're saying is you have this industry is already paying over the top in terms of its tax contributions. Our effective tax rate is 42 cents in the dollar. Everybody knows the company tax rate's only 30 cents. So that you add the royalties on top, and then you can see why we're right up there at 42 cents in every dollar is what the industry's paying. You get to a point where you will tax that productive sector to the point where it is unproductive.
And
that's what Australians need to know.
Are you concerned that you might actually turn public opinion against you? There were those opinion polls that show the mood shifted after your last campaign. People do feel the industry should be paying more.
They do feel that the industry should be paying more. But what happened the last time we had a campaign, we actually defended, or if you like, justified that campaign on the basis that this is a matter of public importance. The government has essentially taken public policy to the point where it becomes part of the 24-hour news cycle, part of the spin. The days of sitting down and working through policy and developing it in a concrete and coordinated manner is nowhere near as strong as it was. It's now very much a matter of public spin. We have to be part of that equation. Otherwise, Australians will think exactly what you've just been saying. This is an industry ripe for the plucking. This is an industry that's not paying its way, when quite clearly the facts tell otherwise. This is an industry that is already paying a substantial amount of tax. Last year alone, it was equivalent to the defence budget of this country, over $20 billion. If you keep going after your productive sector, eventually they will leave and this will cost the country dearly.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.